When the FEMA team arrived in the small Columbia County town of Partyville near the headwaters of the Fox River, they began knocking on doors in a flooded neighborhood just a few blocks from the center of town. Charles Wolf had rigged up a pump to empty his basement and a large pond that had formed in his backyard. After he'd showed his ruined furnace and water heater to a FEMA assessor, Wolf told reporters what results he expected from the FEMA visit.
Nothing. Hey, I worked for the DNR for 34 years. I know how they work. We're wasting our time. They're blowing smoke.
As the FEMA team headed down the block to talk with other flood victims, the tour was suddenly cut short by a tornado warning. After taking the FEMA team back to City Hall, Public Works Manager David Tracy briefed them on the homes and businesses they still needed to assess, including doctors and dentists' offices, churches, and the town library. Then he began calling his own team of workers to begin setting up barricades to block the streets that would soon be flooded by the line of thunderstorms now headed for the town.
East Chestnut for sure is bad, and then the ambulance drive, I guarantee, is underwater in there again. You might want to check Daniela Drive, and like I said, I want them dams checked too.
And then, while the FEMA team waited for the rain to let up, Tracy began fielding phone calls from more flooded residents.
When you got 3 feet of water in your basement at least, I need you to put it down there. Would you do that with Natalie right now, please? And then we'll be coming through in that area shortly. Here you are, sir. Hold on a second.
The rain continued, so the FEMA team headed back to Madison with plans to return to Partyville tomorrow for a full assessment, and then head to Baraboo in Sauk County, perhaps on Saturday. Flooding in Baraboo continued last night with reports that the famous Wisconsin Dells amphibious ducks were out on the water-covered roads rescuing stranded motorists. FEMA spokeswoman Hannah Vick says the flood damage information gathered will cover a wide range of issues and then be sent to Governor Jim Doyle so he can use it in his request to President Bush to declare the flooded communities a disaster area and thus eligible for federal funding.
We look at how much water is in the basement versus how much water is in the first floor. We look at how many people have insurance, how many people have homeowners insurance versus flood insurance. We also look at particular communities that perhaps below the poverty line. All of those different types of information are compiled, and from there, that decision is made.
There's more rain forecast through the weekend in southern Wisconsin, so more flooding is possible, and it will likely be a few more days before flood-damaged communities can begin a full-fledged cleanup. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.